This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Whitsand, Morning Devotions. Everyone feels sad sometimes. They can be a mild or strong feeling or somewhere in between. And how sad you feel can depend on that situation that might be causing you sadness and how you're dealing with that. So I'm talking about a natural human emotion, and like other emotions, these sad feelings can come and go. They can last a moment or can last a long time. And so when these sad feelings that you and I have, a happier mood can hopefully take their place, but it's part of being human. It's a natural reaction to painful circumstances. So we'll all experience sadness at some point in our lives, and maybe this morning that's how you're feeling. You're feeling sad. You might not know why you feel that way, and it's not really helped. You know, when people say, oh, look, don't feel so sad, it's almost like if some magic solution can come and the sadness will just go away. Many of us don't like being around sad people, probably because it reminds us of our own times of being sad. So this word, what does it mean? Dejected, depressed, sad, down, disappointed, unhappy? I'm sure you've felt like that sometime. In life, when you think about it, things don't always go as we plan or things don't work out. And someone can let you down or hurt your feeling and you then feel sad. And maybe something doesn't work out the way that you thought it would. And the question I think we can ask is, what makes me sad? It can be for a multitude of reasons. There's a struggle in life, perhaps financial commitments, or that sense of inner guilt that can weigh us down. And some people I know are sad because of poor personal relationships. And there are others who carry this sadness around them because with them they suffer, perhaps physically or emotionally. And whatever it is makes them sad. And then there are those who feel unworthy, as if God doesn't accept them. I really like what Rick Warren has said, that God is real no matter how you feel. And our faith in God is more accurate about these things. It's not a matter of how you feel. In Psalm 42, verse 11, the writer of the psalm says, "Why am I so sad? Why am I restless?" And he was talking to God. "I trust you. I will praise you again because you helped me. You are my God." And one version says, "Why are you so downcast, O my soul?" Now, this anonymous writer of Psalm 42 appears to have been a highly committed and talented believer. He might have been a temple singer in those times or a musician. He may have been exiled from Jerusalem. And he just couldn't take part in the worship of that time. And he was disappointed for allowing God that Jerusalem fell to the enemies. And he just was just so down. And so this sadness engulfed him and he weeps. And if you have a look at Psalm 42, you'll see that he's blaming God. His health actually begins to suffer. He can't sleep. And so here we have this sense that it's like Martin Lloyd-Jones, who used to say, we must talk to ourselves instead of allowing ourselves to talk to us. Most of our unhappiness in life is due to the fact that you're listening to yourself rather than talking to yourself. Some good advice there. This is about faith. If our century now is marked by despair, you think of the first century when there was total pessimism. When Jesus was born, the angels sang, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come," because Jesus brought a note of gladness and hope into the world that's still here today. And I think very few people understand, of course, that first century, the sense of gloom and doom. Jesus himself, he knew what sadness and anguish was like in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was greatly distressed. Matthew 26 tells us that Jesus was showing grief and distress of mind, and the words, "My soul is very sad and deeply grieved. I'm almost dying of sorrow." They're just remarkably sad words. But that wasn't the end. Jesus rose from the dead, and in his risen state, he met people, and people were filled with joy and hope. And today, he says, as he did then, your hearts will be filled with gladness, the kind of gladness that no one can take away. Heavenly Father, thank you that gloom, doom, and sadness is not the end with you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.